When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to an extra Sunday edition in our first summer edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country or around the world if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and Listen Online, and then you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the cool photos and stories and videos that I post. And I, anyway, before I go off on Facebook, I'll just say, so you know who I'm talking to. We are back to normal this week. Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And last week, you know, I was sort of here for just a brief little moment.
Well, yeah, you popped in. Well, and I'll tell you what, cause, if you weren't here to, when we started the show last week, David Brown was filling in for Nathan because Nathan was supposed to be off Bigfooting. At the Mariners game, and but apparently you must have come to the station before you went to the stadium, and just as soon as we got on the air, I know you kind of snuck into the studio
around 9:55 or so.
Well, yeah, we just were there, yeah, in that first hour. I mean, you snuck into the studio. And from I was on Zoom with David and Natasha doing the show, and from my perspective and in what I see, I look directly at David or Nathan as they're doing, and so I could see Bigfoot coming in behind David that he'd snuck in the door, and David didn't hear you come in.
No, he didn't.
He didn't hear the door, and you really scared him. You startled him. He's a sensitive guy, Nathan. You got to be careful because poor David about fell off his chair. Anyway, so yeah, we had a little surprise from Bigfoot last week, who made a quick appearance on the show. And that's one of those times when I'm sorry we're not doing television and have cameras, so you all could have seen that. But
that was a good encounter there, I must admit.
Yeah.
We got him pretty good.
You got him. You surprised the heck out of him. But then off to the Mariners you went, and I think they won, didn't they?
The Mariners did end up winning that game. It was a good one, too. I think it was 6-0 was the final score.
All right. So how are the I think the Mariners are hanging in there.
They're doing okay. I mean, if you want, you can say
as long
they're
as
not...
there's that one guy that hits all the home runs. Who's
Cal
that?
Cal Raleigh.
Yeah. As long as he's on, it seems like we're in pretty good shape.
That is how it seems to be, like the team is really kind of building around him. It used to be, the thought was they would be building around Julio Rodriguez, but this year they've been kind of centering more around Kyle Raleigh just because of his productivity, scoring runs with either RBIs, which also count as home runs if it's a home run, but still like getting good hits in a moment when we have runners in scoring position, which has frequently been a issue with the Mariners in the past, is getting runners in after they get onto the base.
And I think I heard a statistic, didn't I hear this week, that Cal Raleigh has more RBIs right now than anyone else in baseball.
Yeah, 30 home runs than anyone in baseball.
Yeah, well, I thought it was RBI. I thought it was going to be home runs, but it was RBIs is what I heard on the news.
But anyway, the big number that everybody pays attention to is home runs.
Right. Anyway, at least they're hanging in there. That's good. But I wanted to get you on here before I mentioned Facebook, because you missed it last week, and not everybody's seen it. I think one of the best bird videos I've ever seen. And I think it's quite legitimate. And let's see, how many posts down is it? If you
are you
go
talking
to the
about
end?
The one where they're so smart, and there's a couple of them, they're on like a little ceramic tile floor.
Yeah. And there are these blackbirds, some kind of blackbird, and apparently I'm thinking, since it looks like it's a sliding glass door there in front of, I'm thinking a bird flew into that window. And was shocked because the caption is that these birds watched a human come feed and care for an injured bird. So now these birds are all acting like they're injured.
Oh.
But look at those great actors. Now watch this. Now the other bird's going to come and kick this bird out and say, hey, this is my gig. Get out of here. I'm getting the next. And I mean, how smart are birds? That's so clever. Anyway, I just think this is a great video. And then there's a wonderful one there at the top. Since they didn't they, I think they re-aired the movie Jaws this week, which I didn't know about till after, or I might have watched it again. But there's a shark story that a guy that saved a shark from a fishing net.
Oh yeah, and, great white shark.
Yep. And now they're friends. You can see he's petting the shark. The dog. Quite a fascinating story that the shark was caught in a net, his fishing net, and he freed the shark. Mm. And the shark didn't just swim off. It came back and said thanks and hung out. I think it's been years that this shark is always there around his boat and goes with him and comes up to the boat and bellies up and he pets it and he says the shark smiles and they're best friends.
Wow.
So an interesting relationship there. So anyway, there's some good stuff on Facebook.
Even does like a little dog thing where the shark rolls onto her side and lets the human pet her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So some interesting animal stuff. And boy, there's a lot going on with our animal friends. Their world is changing along with ours. Woo-hoo. Anyway, speaking of that, we had a little shift in the weather. I was very grateful that we've gotten some rain here in the last couple of days. It's all wet up here, but it is not raining. So looks like down there you're kind of cloudy and overcast like I am. So what's going on with the weather, Nathan?
It is getting away from that rain that we had yesterday. It was quite wet out there, I must admit, but coming up for the next few days, we do have some mostly sunny skies ahead of us with temperatures warming up into the kind of upper 70 degrees, not quite breaking 80 yet. But Wednesday, we do have just a chance of showers also on Thursday. So still staying pretty, you know, mild out there as far as weather goes. Not too hot, not too cold, not too wet, and not too sunny.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of everything this week.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, it sounds like we're actually kind of in a drought situation already. We are very behind. We're like 6 inches behind in rain.
I do know that most of the U.S. is suffering from that heat dome or higher temperatures.
Right.
Going
yeah, I think
right
we're
now.
We're very blessed out here in the Northwest. You know, we don't have the major swings, you know, weather stuff that they have in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're kind of wimpy when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, do happen.
I should speak to myself. I'm a total wimp. You know, if it gets too cold, I'm a wimp. And if it gets too hot, I'm a wimp. And I have my little happy zone. But I don't know. I think the heat is getting harder to take. And not sure exactly why that is. But I think it's the shifting of everything. But boy, I hope that we get more rain. As much as we love our, you know, this summer weather and as beautiful it can be, we really, you know, we need that snow cap. We need more rain to get through the summer. And it doesn't seem
like that rain we're having on Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be much. It's just some scattered showers those days with not too much precipitation from those clouds, it seems like.
Yeah, no, I think it was Saturday, Friday night. What was it, Friday? I think it was Friday night. It rained really, really hard up here. So I got some good rain in the last couple days. And like I said, yeah, everything is still wet up here. And big puddles in my driveway and that sort of thing. So it's still pretty wet up out here, which is good. I know my trees were looking like, oh, we could really use some water. So I'm grateful that happened. But I don't think we've got a lot forecasted. There's a little hit and miss for a day or so, but then we get right back out into the sunshine again, don't we?
Yeah, just partly sunny skies, mostly a little bit of clouds, but not like super hot out there either, so that we still need that rain, though, and would like to have a little bit more of that on Tuesday and Wednesday. But at least we're not getting into those super hot temperatures quite yet.
Yeah, that's true. And it's hard to believe time is flying so fast, but you know, we are already working towards the end of June into July. Now, I was just a little shocked last night. I did a session yesterday, and so I was. Oh no, it wasn't. I don't know if it wasn't after dark. I was Frisbee Robbie in the evening, and well, it's after I get home, and you know, before I feed animals. But so I went out to Frisbee Robbie, and I hadn't put two and two together. When I was driving home and looking at and what I kind of missed and didn't really tune in driving through Monroe on the way home was noticing that, okay, the fireworks stands are up. So I go out to throw the frizz for Robbie, and all of a sudden, what do I hear? Fireworks!
Oh.
So I guess we're starting early this year. Up here
I heard some last night, too. I was down playing pool.
Did you? You heard it, too?
Well,
wow.
This was actually coming from the Muckleshoot, so the reservation. But still, I was out with some friends playing some pool. And we were down in the Auburn area. And as we were leaving, I heard bang, bang, bang. I was like, what was that? Oh, and then I see the flashes from the Muckleshoot area. Oh, they must have a fireworks display going on this evening or something like that. So they are getting them up there.
Well, I had just regular old, you know, big bangs and fireworks in the neighborhood. So, and I don't really recall ever being aware of fireworks starting that early around here. But so we'll see. But hopefully you guys have all taught your dogs jolly routines and you know how to handle it, so you can keep your animal friends calm and stable. And if you teach a good jolly routine, and instead of, you know, the worst thing you can do when the fireworks happen and your dog goes, yikes, what? Is calm, soothe, and sympathize, because that's what we feel like doing. Oh, calm down, honey. It's just 4th of July. It's fireworks. I don't like it either. It'll be... Well, when you do that, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you seed it deeper on a physical level. So that's not what you want to do. If you've got a sensitive dog, put a little baby oil, mineral oil in their ears, mush it around. That coats the eardrum and tamps down the sound. And then every time there's fireworks, you do your little jolly routine. You know, oh boy, hot dog, oh boy, bacon, oh boy, cheese, and give them a treat.
Any high-level food reward.
Yep, high-value food reward and your jolly routine and a high-value food reward. And that's the way you build confidence and change the way they feel about all that stuff. And then after the 4th, and if any of you are traumatized, then it would be a really good idea to tune in for our healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, because you and your animal friends may need to have your nervous systems reset after the holiday. But I'm going to give you just a little heads up. The schedule may change in July. So Natasha's got to do something on the third Sunday. She's going to be out of town somewhere. And so I've got to do some juggling. So make sure that you pay attention if you want to be here for a specific show next month. It may not be on the day you think it's going to be. So be sure that you're checking the schedule. All righty then. It is an extra Sunday month this month. Five Sundays this month. So this is Sunday number four. And we are going to make up for the first Sunday of the month, our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary edition this Sunday. Remember, last minute, we didn't get to talk to Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. You were out Bigfooting, Nathan. I think David was here. But last minute,
yep.
Last minute, before they were to come on the air, got a message from Merritt that he had to rush Beth to the emergency room. She was so sick. So they couldn't join us David and I tap danced our way through that interview section on the first show. But Merritt and Beth is home after her long ordeal. It was very serious and an unusual situation. It turns out, you know, when we vaccinate our dogs, you know, remember the DHLPP vaccines, distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis? And I always used to tell me, well, these vaccines are important because humans can get leptospirosis. But I've never known of anyone that ever had it. I don't really know that. Beth had leptospirosis, Nathan.
Wow.
And so we are going to, Merritt and Beth will zoom in with us here towards the bottom of the hour here. And the first thing we're going to do is find out how the heck did she get leptospirosis and what was involved in diagnosing it and all that sort of stuff and how's she doing. But then we'll find out, because that vaccine is now optional when you're vaccinating your dogs. But we'll find out more about leptospirosis and whether or not your dog should be vaccinated or not vaccinated and what humans need to know about getting it. And then, of course, they will stay through the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll catch up on all the animal happenings. I just got to share with you because wondering what I did with it now. That's not it. Some of their newest stuff to come out this week. This is the headline on the last one of their last posts from Animals24-7. Listen to this headline: Gators grab people, python panic grips Florida, and Jaws is still the scariest of all. Now, does that not make you want to know what's going on in Florida? Well, we're going to ask him about that, find out what's going on. I think you'll be amazed at some of the statistics and the numbers. And then we'll spend our last hour. We'll go back east and we'll spend our last hour with Janice Gianforte from Nupro Supplements. We talked with her a couple months ago, but we didn't get to talk about all the great Nupro products but we'll pick up where we left off and, be talking, Nupro supplements and diet nutrition and find out, of course, what Janice is up to these days. So that's going to carry us through. Alrighty, I better get busy and get us back on track here. And we need to officially start the show, but it's almost time for advertisers too. So what do you think? You want me to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations? You want to do advertisers first, Nathan? You want to do advertisers first, right? Yeah, he just likes to stay on schedule. Okie dokie then. So we will take care of our advertisers. We'll come back. I'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then we will find out, how the heck did she get leptospirosis? I don't know. I don't even know yet. I've been waiting to find out until we have our discussion today. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We officially start the show, and animals24-7.org comes up next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course they're in the middle of, well, getting ready, rolling in. They're doing meditation at the temple right now. Sunday service starts at 10. You can Zoom it, or you can stream it on Facebook or the AnandaWashington.org. And that's where you can find out about all the events and classes coming up at Ananda. A lot of great yoga stuff and meditation stuff, all that sort of thing. We'll talk to them again the first Sunday of July about everything that's going on during the summer. And, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand the dog friends, solve problems quickly, get it all taken care of in one time. Had a great session yesterday. Integrating households. Two humans with two dogs, two cats. And boy, were they stressed out about it, but it ended up being a fabulous session. It's going to work out really great for them. I always talk to you for free over the phone, always do free behavior evaluations. So if you or anyone you know has troubles with their dogs, give them my phone number, write this down, and pass it out. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. I'm not going to waste any more time here and get on with officially starting the show. And I know if you haven't been here for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I've picked for their life-altering properties, and I share those with you as well. And participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me and use them during the week as I do, as and I know many of you do, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. Not like dancing. 10 and 11, dancing's required, but here you can opt out. Alrighty, I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And all right, we sure need that around the country, around the world right now. And boy, is it important you be here at 10 and 11, get on the love train. We got a lot of love to send around this planet because, well, unless you're under a rock, you know. Okay, here we go. Starting with our affirmations, and this first one was in a spiritual assignment to me, probably 10 years ago or so. The assignment was to say this 3 times a day for a week and see what happens. Changed my life. I continue to use it daily, as many of you do, it makes a huge difference. Here we go, 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation comes from one of our best practitioners, Linda Rasmussen, and she always gives you an affirmation after she works with you on the air to keep the energy going. That's where this came from, and it also changed so many lives, and that I started doing it, and I do it daily. It makes a huge difference, and you're welcome to use it as well. And if you're saying this along with me, when I say abundance, imagine the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, next affirmation comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division. It's one I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in the right energy for today. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animal friends to kind of help us try to stay in balance with all this crazy energy and all the stuff that's going on. And boy, we got a major whammy yesterday. And I don't know but this is the affirmation to help. Okay, here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Well, these affirmations seem to be getting more and more appropriate as we go through them for what's going on right now. And this last one, this longer affirmation that to conclude our group is the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and this is where we send God's love all around, and boy, do we need it now. So hit up this country, the world, the Middle East. We need to spread love. Here we go, 3 times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, and now to conclude our prayer and affirmation section and to seat this energy for the day and the week, Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part, is cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Huh. Alrighty. I always feel like we've done our job when we finish that. And so we are all spiritualized up to get going for today and starting the week. And it looks like we are being joined as we speak all the way from Whidbey Island. And it's so good to see you both. Merritt and Beth Clifton are here from animals24-7.org, as promised. And they'll be here up until the 11 o'clock hour with us today. But good morning, Merritt and Beth.
Good morning.
Hey, did you hear that? That's Beth's voice. So we are going to start this, because I can't wait. I need to understand all of this. But we're going to rewind back to the first Sunday of the month. Okay? And it's about time for us to do our regular interview with Animals 24-7. And I get, I don't know, an email or text or something that Merritt's saying, I had to rush Beth to the emergency room. And anyway, they were off to the emergency room and it sounded very serious. And so we didn't get to talk with you guys on the first Sunday. And gosh, it was quite an experience because you went to the emergency room in Whidbey and stuff happened there and you had to get transferred over to Everett and Providence and it was a lot of days and stuff. And then the story afterwards, boy, you know, we were all praying and wondering, but thank goodness, Beth, you look really good. And so how are you feeling?
I'm still recuperating.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. It was really tough. So you guys want to fill us in? What the heck happened? And, you know, we've kind of talked about the diagnosis and stuff, which is really strange. But anyway, give us a lowdown. Take us through your experience. What happened?
Well, excuse me. We know that we've talked about taking precautions while working with the chickens and stuff. And Henry and Arabella are rescues. And so I mentioned on the show a couple times, I wear gloves, I wash my hands.
Yeah, we have talked about that.
Use dedicated shoes. Well, what happened was...
Well, and you were doing that, just to interrupt, that was mostly because of the bird flu, right?
Yeah,
and so you've been wearing gloves and doing all of that. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the bird flu. I didn't get H5N1. What I did get was leptospirosis, which... is a disease that you can get when you come in contact with rodent feces or urine. And
yeah.
Where you have chickens, you will have rodents, rats.
True.
So apparently that is how I acquired leptospirosis. It's very rare. It's a very rare disease. Most chicken keepers and people that take care of chickens don't ever have to deal with that, but I was just unfortunately exposed to it.
Yeah, but you're not handling rats or that sort of thing. Of course, you're the kind of person that would if you could. I mean, I had rats as pets, as a kid, and took
I for the last 11 years, I've been rescuing rats. That we have a cat enclosure, so the cat can only go in the enclosure, but sometimes rats find their way into the enclosure. This house is the very clean house. We're not infested with rats. Anyway, he, Sebastian, our cat, will catch the rat, bring it into the house live, and then let me know, look, I brought you a present.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll tell him, drop the rat. He hasn't harmed it. It doesn't even have any wounds, but it's playing possum. Then I will pick the rat up with my hands. Now remember, this is the last 11 years. They're
Right.
not huge rats. They're about smaller than my hand. I'll pick them up and I'll take them outside and release them
Yeah.
away from the house. So I've been doing that for 11 years, and probably maybe 20, 25 rats that he's brought in,
Wow.
and never had a problem. But that is, and I got bit once, but like a month or two ago. But the problem was leptospirosis, which I was diagnosed with, is something that you have to come in contact with rat urine or feces that's wet. It
That's what. Okay.
exists in a wet environment. And if you have a cut or any open sore or whatever, it
That's how you get it.
goes that way, right?
Yeah,
So I
because.
was very sick for 5 days in bed. I didn't eat. I knew I had to drink, so I kept drinking. And the only reason I didn't go to the hospital earlier is because I felt like I was going to get better. I didn't know. I
Yeah,
thought
you didn't know you had leptospirosis,
24-hour virus, or it's a 48-hour virus, but I didn't get better. And so finally I said, okay, let's go to the hospital.
Yeah, and Merritt, you kind of said it was like pulling teeth to get Beth to agree to let you take her to the hospital.
Well, she really remembers how stubborn she was. But we did finally get her there, and I think really just in time. We were supposed to be on the show at that moment, actually, when they were wheeling her into the ER. And she had a high fever. She had frequent uncontrollable shakes. She had stopped eating.
I hadn't eaten for 5 days.
Hadn't eaten for 5 days, and she'd stopped drinking.
Oh, not good.
And then she gets into the ER, and the doctor says, well, she doesn't meet any of the checklist points for
Criteria.
admission. And I thought, what the hell are the criteria for
Which is
admission then?
exactly why I didn't want to go in the hospital in the first place, because I knew they were going to just turn me around and kick me out. But I basically said, please don't send me home. I'm really sick.
She couldn't even stand up or walk unassisted. So if that's not criteria for admission, I don't know what is. And unfortunately, they did admit her, and they did run a bunch of tests, and they figured it out.
But not in at the Everett Hospital, or not at the Whidbey Island
Yes,
Hospital.
yeah, the doctor, not the ER doctor, but the my doctor, my attending doctor, I was under observation,
Yeah.
who is Mexican American and had a lot of experience with lepto,
Ah.
and after hearing my history, suspected leptospirosis, which.
Really? Okay. And now, and how do they die? Is there a definitive diagnosis? How do they diagnose it?
Blood culture. They
Blood
send
culture, and then
right.
what you find it's a virus, isn't it?
It's a blood infection.
A blood infection.
It's a bacterium, a spot.
Bacterial infection, okay?
Right.
And so they're able to find that if they run the right tests.
Yeah, and I had a very severe case of it, but in really severe cases of it, they give you blood transfusions. I remember somebody talking about that, one of the nurses, but it did not happen that way.
But at
And
some point, I mean, you because you didn't stay at the hospital on Whidbey, they had to transfer you over to Providence and Everett because you needed more sophisticated care
right.
or something, correct?
I got wonderful care from both Whidbey General and from Providence. But I just want to specify because sometimes people get confused. This was not the chickens that gave me this.
Right. Chickens are not the intermediate host. Rats exactly. are.
Exactly. And every, you know, not everybody that has rats that are attracted to the chickens and the chicken feed are going to get leptospirosis. Only about 150 people in the United States acquire leptospirosis, and most of them are not here in Washington.
Wow.
In Washington, there's maybe 0 to 5 each year that are, right? Or is it Island?
Yeah, 0 to 5.
0 to 5 people that may be diagnosed with leptospirosis, but it's a very rare disease, and I was just the lucky recipient.
It's much more common in tropical climates. It's relatively common in the Philippines and Southeast Asia. And people who have been there, worked there, et cetera, medical personnel, tend to recognize it. We've run into a couple of medical personnel who've worked in the Philippines and the one in Mexico who recognized it pretty much immediately. But around here, they never see it.
So this is really directly related to animal issues because, you know, aside from it being passed by rodents, it's endemic in rodents. They have it, but it doesn't make them sick. And not all rodents are infected with lepto. But a lot of people that have dogs, a lot of listeners are going to say, hey, my dog gets vaccines for leptospirosis. And yes, they do. It has now become a core vaccine for all dogs to get a vaccine.
Well, but that's changed. That's changed.
Added to the core.
Pardon me?
It's only recently been added to the core. A dog goes around with his nose to the ground, and if they smell it,
well, it was always for all of my life. And when, you know, way back when in the 20 years I was working in veterinary medicine, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and 80s, and back in there, it was part of the core vaccine. Dogs got vaccinated with a DHLPP. And right. So it was distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parvo, and parainfluenza. Now, the vaccines have changed a little bit over the years, but I hadn't realized it until I got my current dog, Robbie. And Robbie Golden Retriever, let's see, he's 12 and a half now. So when he was a puppy, this, you know, 12 years ago, and getting his vaccines, when I got him as a puppy, went in, you know, Dr. Bill Burlingame, our Animal World vet, was my vet then, and I went in to see Dr. Bill. One of the first things I had to decide was, and Bill asked me about it, he said, the leptospirosis vaccine is no longer included in the core vaccine. And it's now an option. It's now a choice. And so he explained to me that I could not vaccinate Robbie for leptospirosis, which was most commonly done at that time, 12 years ago, or I could opt to have him vaccinated for leptospirosis. Well, my decision at the time and my thinking out loud was, okay, well, I've moved out. I'm now out here in the country, in the forest. I have marshland on my property. We're out in the forest all the time, and Robbie's in puddles and you know, areas and stuff. And, you know, there are lots of rodents out here. So I figured, you know, that he could be exposed. So I elected to vaccinate Robbie for leptospirosis. But I think it is still an optional vaccine at this point. But have you heard that that's changed, Merritt?
Yeah, they told us it was again a core vaccine when we went in to have our dog Teddy vaccinated the other day.
Okay, I'll check with my vet too to see if that's the case. Because the last time I knew that it was an optional vaccine, and that most people were not doing it these days. So that's why I really wanted us to have this discussion today so you could explain all this and so people understand what leptospirosis is all about. I've always known about it. I've always known that humans could get it, but I never knew any animals that got it. I've never known any humans that got it. It's just not something that you think of. Now, yeah, thinking of the bird flu these days and why you're taking precautions with the chickens and so forth. But, you know, nobody's really thinking about, you know, rats and urine and all of that sort of thing. I wonder about domestic rats. Do you know anything about, you know, like domestic pet rats? I wonder if it's ever an issue with them. I've never heard that it is, but
they would have to be infected in some manner. They'd have to have some contact with a wild rat.
Yeah. Well, let's. I'm looking at the clock, and we haven't heard any stomping around yet, so we haven't totally upset Nathan. But before that happens, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. Then we'll come back and continue our discussion. We'll find out a little more about Beth's experience, you know, and the symptoms and so forth. Then we will get on to more animals in the news and. I read everybody the headline from, you know, Merritt, you know, the gators and the pythons and all of that in Florida. I mean, that really, what a great title to that, to that post, because boy, that caught my attention. And I was really kind of blown away by some of the statistics and the numbers of animals. Anyway, I'm curious about what's going on down there. But we'll try to cover as much of the world of animals as we can. But we will more talk about this leptospirosis business and these vaccines. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancer. And if you would like to contact him off the air, just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so click on the contact link, tell him you want to chat, and he would be happy to chat with you. healingministryforanimals.com. And remember, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And you can shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember our great sound healer, Jude Ponton, at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And she is available and has time for new clients, and she can work with you in person, which highly recommend. The gift of being in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And her light chiropractic is absolutely phenomenal. And she can help you with all kinds of stuff. And especially if you're stressed out about what's going on in this world right now and everything in life in general, she can definitely help with that. But also, you know, I would not be able to function and still be doing the work that I do with dogs and so forth if she didn't keep my body in shape and keep my back in alignment and hip and pelvis and all that sort of stuff. And she is just phenomenal. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are in the middle of conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. We're still catching up on Beth's big illness and, you know, the emergency run that preempted our interview on the first Sunday of this month. And boy, Beth, you were really, really sick, and you ended up, what, being in the hospital that whole week, because you went in Sunday, because the show was on Sunday, and I don't think you came home till that Friday, right, Merritt? Wasn't it the Friday she was in there? So with the leptospirosis, what are the primary symptoms of leptospirosis?
Fever, chills, this is layman's terms, broken blood vessels in your eyes, jaundice.
Because it affects the liver then, huh?
Liver. There's a lot of different things, but I sort of had the whole shebang.
You had everything, huh?
Symptoms. Whole body pain.
Yeah.
She was in pain the whole time. When she was finally admitted to the hospital, she was on intravenous pain medication, intravenous antibiotics for 5 days.
A lot of antibiotics.
And fluids.
Because it's a bacterial disease.
And a couple different types of antibiotic, too.
Wow.
But I also wanted to say, as far as the vaccinating the dogs for leptospirosis, my advice would be talk to your vet. It is a core vaccine, but if the vet feels that your dog may have sensitivities to it, for instance, it's my understanding dachshunds are far more sensitive to the lepto vaccine.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Okay, dachshunds, huh? Interesting.
If your dog has had a reaction in the past to lepto, it shouldn't have the lepto, because the next time will be worse. But I would say talk to your veterinarian. If you're, you know, if you go to places where there may be standing water, or right, know that there's lepto, but your vet will know best.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth a discussion. You know, like I said, I had that discussion with, you know, Dr. Bill when Robbie was young, and elected to vaccinate him, which I'm even more glad I did it now, and, you know, knowing your experience, because, you know, especially when you're out in country type environments, you're going to parks and that sort of thing. There, you know, there's puddles and water and rodents, and that's the combination.
A lot of doggy guardians now are doing just that. They go everywhere with their dogs, and they take them out to really fun places and, you know, where they can run. So your veterinarian will know what the risk would be.
Now, I wonder, would you have been able to pass it on to your dog?
No. It's not.
It's not contagious from.
It's not. You could pass it on to another human, but it's not very likely, because the way it has to be, you know, yes. I got it from moisture or standing water. Not that we have a lot of standing water, but right, it was enough, you know, for the rat urine or poop to get into my system.
No, but I know I do think you took your little dog Teddy. Is there? You took him and got him vaccinated, right?
The other day, and he'll get a booster. It requires a
booster. Had he not been vaccinated for lepto before?
No, because I was a vet tech also, and I felt like we weren't going to places like that.
Okay, all right, so yeah.
But besides that, not that we wouldn't, I just know that some dogs do have reactions to it, and I just didn't feel like it was important. But the alternative, if your veterinarian says, hey, yeah, we've got lepto here, the dog will get very sick and may not even survive it. So
it is as serious a disease if a dog gets it, just like it was with you. It can be life-threatening for either dogs or humans.
So it's definitely worth a conversation with a vet that you trust and have a relationship with and trust his or her judgment.
Yeah. And so, and thinking, you know, so for me, it's like I'm out in the woods, you know, and we're in the woods all the time. I have marshy area on my property. And, you know, there's lots of rodents out here. Now, fortunately, the rats cannot get into my cat run, only the shrews and the mice. But I get gifts of shrews and mice all the time from my cats and so forth. But it has to be rats, right? It's not mice.
These are Norway rats, and not all rats have it.
Okay. But so it might be area-wise, and that's why you want to talk to your vet to know what's going on in your area, because they would know if they're – I've never even heard of a dog with lepto, though, let alone a human. You're the first person or animal that I've heard of that's ever had it. So it's not very common.
No, it's not.
I'd like to quickly point out that a lot of people think of rats, they think of hantavirus. And hantavirus is almost the opposite of leptospirosis in a number of ways. Leptospirosis is a bacterium. Hantavirus is a virus. Hantavirus is carried in dried feces, dried rat poop. Lepto is carried in moist. So you get them from different environments and they're different microorganisms, but they can produce very similar symptoms that require very different treatments.
That's important to know.
In defense of the Norway rats, I've been rescuing the rats that the cat brings in the house for 11 years and never had a single problem.
Right.
This being outside where there's moisture and rats that have the lepto virus in them. So it was just an odd, strange thing that happened.
Is it the type of thing, because there is a vaccine, and I'm not quite sure how vaccines work for against bacterial infections versus virus and that sort of thing, but do you build an immunity to this now that you've had lepto? Will you not get it again, or is that not the case?
That's not the case.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to take care of our chickens.
But you'll be careful.
No, I can't be any more careful.
And careful than you are, that's true. Well, just maybe you just might not be picking up the rats that they bring in and stuff, maybe, huh?
Well, yeah, I won't use my hands.
Yeah, wear gloves.
I promise I won't kiss them anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, I kissed rats in my day when I had pet rats and pet mice and all of that. But fortunately, there was no issue there. All right, we are going to have to close out hour number one. Merritt and Beth are staying with us. And now that we've covered all this lepto business, we will get into the stories of what's going on with animals around the country, around the world. There's all kinds of stuff that's been going on, but I'm particularly interested in Florida and the pythons and the alligators and the sharks and all of that. So we'll touch base on that and then see where else we want to go with all this animal stuff. Anyway, we are going to close out hour number one. That means we are firing up the love train. And that means you get to get up, get your get a little bit of exercise going and our juices flowing. And remember, you don't get to sit this one out. Well, you sort of can, but dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up, join the love train with me. I'll come by and cruise and pick you up And boy, it's more important than ever. Love is the most powerful energy on the planet, and it's very needed everywhere, around the country, around the world. But unless you've been under a rock, you know that there's serious stuff going on in the Middle East. And the best thing, and pretty much the only thing we can do right now, is pray and send love. Okay, so that's what we're going to do, is try to keep it on a positive note here. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little extra juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are, and we'll come back with more Merritt and Beth Clifton and Animals 24-7 in the next hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.